Jim Comperoni, SpartanMeg.com, the MSU insider, is standing by on the Meyer guest line. And Comp, what were you thinking when you heard last night that Walker wasn't invited to the Heisman ceremony?
You know, I was not completely surprised. It seemed like things were kind of heading that way in terms of, you know, late season interest and momentum. And, you know, in the Heisman race, you know how it is. When somebody becomes a Heisman contender in October and a Heisman favorite in November, then the voters and the media and the pundits start looking for ways to eliminate people, which is understandable. So, there were some straw votes, some polls done by, I think, The Athletic. They would poll some of the Heisman voters. And I think Walker emerged as number one in the votes, excuse me, prior to the Ohio State game. Then the Ohio State game, of course, not much production. The week after the Ohio State game, I heard a lot of national talk shows and hosts saying that Kenneth Walker was shut down in that game. And that's true statistically, but what none of them ever said is that he had an injured ankle, and he did well just to take the field. He had a couple good runs in that game, then the scoreboard went south, and Michigan State could no longer throw it, and they took him out of the game because of a health situation. No one ever mentioned that it was the injury. Now, that's part of the Heisman race. If you get injured, that's not their problem. That's the player's problem, and I understand he should not have won the Heisman. But in all of that talk, it became a big negative that he was shut down by Ohio State. If that asterisk had been pointed out with some of the talk shows, which are listened to by a lot of Heisman voters, maybe Kenneth Walker would have finished third on more of those ballots and gotten enough points to get in the top five and get invited there. I really think, hey, Bill, editorial statement. I don't know if it's news to you, but there's a lot of stupid people that vote for the Heisman. A lot of stupid people, okay? So you got to help them along sometimes. I'm not talking about you, but I mean, in general, people have to help them along and give them all the information because they're not operating with all the information. So, yeah, he was not going to win it. And if he had played really well against Ohio State, he would have stayed at the top. But like you say, if you're the, you know, he was the number one leading rusher in the country for a lot of the year. He's number two leading rusher. But also, in this day and age, it's hard for a running back to consistently put up numbers. You talked about the Heisman being a running back award, and that was true certainly when we were growing up. Derrick Henry won it in 2015, but he's the only guy that's won the Heisman since Mark Ingram, and those two are the only ones, and there was a running back Heisman winners. Those are the only two since Reggie Bush in 2005. My point is, it's a quarterback award because quarterbacks have a chance to more consistently put up numbers, which fool the stupid people. Now, the quarterback at Alabama, Bryce Young, had a great comeback to save that game against Auburn. Well, why did they need to be saved against a 6-5 team? Alabama had only 3 points for the first 59 minutes of that game. He was 25 of 51. Those are not good numbers. But he throws for 300 plus, and he has the game-winning tied drive at the end, and that becomes a plus day for him. The equivalent of that day for a running back is being held to about 55 yards. But the quarterback stats fool the dumb people, and that's who votes on this. Not all of them, but a lot of them. But, hey, Walker had a great season. He deserved to be in it, deserves to go to New York, but it's hard to get people to see all those things, Bill. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it doesn't sound like you're bothered by it at all, so let's just move on. Jim Comperoni, SpartanMeg.com. You want to follow everything Michigan State football, basketball, and Spartan athletics, just go to SpartanMeg.com. I am curious, after I heard on Sunday it would be Narduzzi and Pitt and Michigan State in that New Year's Six Bowl in Atlanta. I know the Spartan fan base, I think, will travel, but, man, Pitt's in a town where it's a Steelers city, not a college football city, and a lot of Penn State fans in Pittsburgh, believe it or not. I wonder what that crowd's going to be like. For Michigan State, it's not a rival. It's not ND. If they were playing ND out in the desert, it'd be a tough ticket, impossible to get. Your thoughts on what type of crowd to expect on both sides at the Peach Bowl on Thursday, December 30th?
You're right. That's a great question. You know, Pat Narduzzi was talking about it on Sunday during the teleconference that he was really happy with Pitt's turnout of fans at the ACC title game in Charlotte. It's the first time, they've been in that twice, but it's the first time they've won a conference title in a long, long time. First time they've won 10 games since 1981, I think, when Dan Marino was there. So the Pitt crowd has come out of hibernation a little bit, and he expects them to show up well in Atlanta. How many people did they have in Charlotte? Pittsburgh, probably about 20,000. How many will Michigan State have? Probably something like that. Maybe a little less. This is the first time the Peach Bowl has had a game that did not involve at least one Southern team since 1985. Okay, so Peach Bowl used to be kind of a mid-level bowl game. They've done a great job of elevating their bowl to become what they are now, a New Year's Six Bowl. It used to be a mid-level bowl. It used to be down there, you know, with the Liberty Bowl, Gator Bowl, that type of thing. They've got a great stadium. They've elevated their identity, and it's become a New Year's Six Bowl, obviously. Now, if you want to become a New Year's Six Bowl, at some point you have to have a bowl that's not just a regional game. Now, we've seen the Orange Bowl run into that problem in recent years. You know, the Orange Bowl used to be great, sold out every year, national championship implications. But in recent years, we've seen the Orange Bowl only have 45, 50,000 people, maybe 40,000 people sometimes. So now it's the Peach Bowl's turn. First time since 1985 they've not had a Southern team. In 1985, it was Illinois against Army in the Peach Bowl. You know what the attendance was? 29,000. So now the Peach Bowl has elevated its stature. They've got it's not a regional bowl this year. It's a New Year's Six Bowl without it being a playoff game, and we'll see how well that does. But I'm thinking somewhere around 50,000, with Pitt and Michigan State each bringing about 20,000. That's my guess.
Jim Combroni, SpartanMag.com, the MSU Insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line. We'll talk more as we get closer to kickoff of the Peach Bowl comp. Thank you for the update on Walker, and we'll talk soon.
Always great to throw some historical perspective in there. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm glad you didn't have any issue with the stupid voters, okay?
Yeah, you know, if he came in fifth, you know, for him, it'd been nice for him to go there. And you know, running backs, it's hard for them to stay in the running. A lot of good players that are up for that award, no question about it. A lot of good, very good players.
Good stuff, Comp, man. We'll talk in a few, okay?
Absolutely. Sounds great.
All right, Jim Combroni, SpartanMag.com. Joining us on the Meyer guest line, and Meyer proud to be longtime partners with Michigan State University. And you can gear up for the Peach Bowl. Our Spartan Hoops, quality licensed official MSU gear, a huge selection. Always had that great Meyer price inside the team gear department at your local Meyer.